If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
10 minutes to 8 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. And as you know, we always focus on small businesses in the country and the influence and impact they have on the economy. There's no shortage of funding and support. There's no shortage of the necessary mentorship and incubation services. But what we do need to make sure is that we enhance the level of knowledge around the efforts of these businesses in addressing the needs of South Africans. We speak now to Ashwin Frankie, MD of Synaptic Technologies, to tell us more about the institution and the organization. Ashwin, such a pleasure to have you with us here on the show. I'm getting all tongue-tied saying the name of your company here, but if only we had technology to fix that. But maybe for those who aren't familiar with Synaptic, help us unpack what it is you do and how you do it differently in comparison to your peers.
Hi, Google. Thank you for having me. I'm Ashwin Frankie, and the company name is Synaptic Technologies. I've been in the corporate industry for the last 30 years, so three decades, actually more than that. And in 2023, I decided to go out and start something on my own. It's always a passion of myself to, you know, start an IT company. And I think the time was running out, and I said, let me go ahead and do it. So basically, I took the plunge and I went out and I started a company, and I am now running this enterprise. Well, it's a small enterprise. It's a micro enterprise, if you want to call it that. But anyway, what I actually do is I focus on the ICT sector. So essentially, I work with different service providers, cloud service providers, your hardware and software vendors as well. And we offer ICT services to various companies within South Africa. Mm-hmm. So I've got a team of people in terms of channel partners that work with me. And when we go to an organization, we understand what is the need that they're looking for, and we put a solution together, and I ensure that that solution gets developed and implemented successfully within budget and on time. So essentially, that's what we are. It's an integration partner.
Oh, you've simplified it so beautifully, right? Without the technical jargon that we so often get used to. But I'm quite intrigued when you say, you know, provide solutions on budget and on time.
Yes.
This is largely because when it comes to IT, that's data. It's information, it's insight. It's also programming, where you're basically instructing systems and software to do things in terms of the inputs that you've put in there. So are there examples you can share around how you've provided these solutions for customers?
100%. In my previous business as well, we focused very heavily on data and analytics, where we provided data to the market. So that's one of the passions that I have in terms of analyzing and producing that data that actually customers do require. So one of my partners that I work with is called Huawei Cloud. So what we do there is basically we look at your infrastructure and we kind of modernize it. So as you would know, there's many companies that run their infrastructure on-prem. And over the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen a massive shift into the cloud. So in order for you to actually do that, what I'm talking about is leveraging the data that you currently have. The main aspect is to have the computing power that can analyze the data and extract value that can give you good insights to make business decisions. So in order to do that, one of the things we actually put forward is to look at cloud computing, where you have unlimited storage, unlimited compute, and unlimited processing power. So if you need to analyze data in a big scale, you know you can scale up when you need the computing power, and then you can scale down when you don't need it. So a lot of the companies that we work with, that's the type of proposal that we will put forward to move your workloads into the cloud. So once your workloads are in the cloud, you are then able to start analyzing the data. There's various methods you can actually do that. You can create specific algorithms that can actually look at your data sources and extract the insights that you so wish to extract. And then that could be tied back to your business goals, and you can actually see where you need to actually focus on the business to actually deliver those goals.
Very important. I can imagine in the world we live in, where we are trying to push towards the cloud and having data stored essentially digitally, this also speaks to the risk of online data breaches, right? Information security, essentially, and governance. Because the last thing any organization wants is to be hacked or have some kind of virus compromise its software, its data, and how they're able to tracked, retrieve, and use that information. Help us understand some of the solutions you put in place and some popular themes and trends you're seeing within the data protection or information security governance and controls related to South Africa specifically.
Absolutely. So that's one of the passions that I have in terms of data security. So, you know, if you look at the ISO standard, which is a global standard, we have the ISO 27001, which was introduced in 2013 and updated in 2021, 2022. It focuses quite heavily on information security and protecting your data. So there's a number of verticals that actually fit into the ISO 27001 standard. One of them is basically ensuring that you have proper security controls in place. So how do you do that, right? So, you know, we cannot be jack of all trades. So you would go and basically look at the specialist that actually focuses on data security. So one of the things that you would want to do is put in a security operation center. It's called a SOC, in terms of monitoring 24/7, 365, where they look after your data. So you would have a technical firewall sitting to protect your premises and your data infrastructure. And then the SOC, which is your security operation center, monitors that firewall to ensure that there is no unauthorized entry or access into the data storage that you have. And on top of that, you would have other tools as well. You would have your basic stuff like your antivirus systems that's making sure that all your endpoint devices are actually protected. You would also have advanced monitoring and alerting in terms of letting you know if something had to get through, you would then be alerted to say, okay, there is a problem. It would automatically shut down the entry point, and then you get alerted, and then the corrective measures can be taken immediately to actually stop any further breaches and so forth.
I can imagine the skills base you need for this, Ashwin. As you've mentioned, you've been in the industry for quite some time. Looking at your CV, you've gained all the accolades in terms of the experience, the background, and the people that you've partnered with. But what are we seeing, especially for a business of your scale, to work with the right people, people who have the necessary skill, talent, and capability? What's your experience been?
Yeah, so, you know, I think I'm a bit fortunate because I've been in the ICT sector for over 3 decades. And I think over those last 30 years, I've gained a lot of networking connections and so forth in terms of the different companies and service providers that operate within South Africa. So based on that, you know, I have a good following on LinkedIn. I have over 3,500 followers there. So I'm, you know, known in the industry. So from that aspect, and then also, you know, history as well, I work for quite a few reputable companies. And based on those interactions, I was able then to leverage, you know, that network that I have in order to facilitate the necessary, services that one would require. So essentially, if I had to go into a company, you know, one of the companies I worked with very recently, we migrated the entire, on-prem environment that they had in a co-location into cloud. So they just wanted that to be moved, but they needed somebody with the right skill set and the network connections, you know, in terms of your channel partners to make that happen. So that's where I come in. So obviously, you know, I can be on both sides of the fence, working with the service providers, the big OEMs, and your cloud service providers, and also working with the business itself to ensure that whatever the solution is that we're putting down, obviously it's approved by business, but then it sees all the way through in terms of implementation and then keeping within budget and so forth. So I think, you know, it's not something that you can just, you know, get up one morning and say, I want to do it. It takes a number of years of experience. You have to build that trust as well in the environment that you're operating in. And then once you get to that point, I think then, and obviously it has to be a passion, you know. So if it's not your passion, then you're going to get, you're just going to get worn out because it's just going to be too much to handle. But for me, because I enjoy what I do, you know, I don't see it as a job. It's like, you know, I just love doing it. So based on that, it's easy for me to then implement these massive solutions for the different customers that I work with.
I can sense the passion, Ashwin. I love it. I like it. It definitely tells us that you're in the right space. And I'm also intrigued by the play on words, synaptic technologies. It reminds me of the synapses, right? It's how the
brain yes, 100%. Well done.
Communicate.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's your electrical nervous system. So yes. It sends electrical waves from one cell to the other. And it took me like over a year to come up with that name, and eventually I came up with synaptic technologies.
Look at you being creative, hey? and really speaking to the essence of what your business does. Ashwin, I always say we never know who's listening, right? Whether it's someone in policy, in funding, in IT, in services, maybe even a potential employee and a young graduate in the ICT space who might be listening. But what's the one thing you need as an entrepreneur to help bolster your business growth? And number two, follow that up with your contact details so that we know where to find you.
Yeah, so I think, firstly, you have to understand where your passion lies and also where you want to, you need to set your goals, and you need to understand who do you need to network, have a mentor in place, have somebody who's already walked that journey that you can partner with and that can guide you through this entire, ecosystem of IT infrastructure. So I think once you've understood that, obviously you need to do some training as well. You do some training, and then once you are, you've qualified, and then you can get some work experience. And then from there, you just need to figure out, in 5 years' time, where do you want to be? So that's exactly what I did, in terms of understanding where I started off and where I wanted to end off.
Yep.
And that's how I mapped it out. I've been working in the IT industry for a long time, and also just trying to figure out how do I build, on what my passion is, and then offer the same to other individuals that want to start up as well. So I think the easiest way for anyone to get in contact with me or my business is go to the website. It's www.synaptictechnologies.co.za, or alternatively, you can just search for Ashwin Franke on LinkedIn, on Google. If you search on Google, you pick me up. Just send me a message, and I'm more than happy to help out, youngsters that's starting out and offer advice, or even if they want to be mentored as well, I can help them in that aspect. I've done that for many individuals in the past, and I'm always willing to help up, help other fellow ICT professionals in the space that I'm working in.
100%. Ashwin, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Truly, truly a pleasure speaking to you, and all the best with your business endeavors going forward.
Thank you, Google. Really appreciate it. And thank you once again for having me on your show.
Thank you. Ashwin Franke, MD of Synaptic Technologies, joining us this evening to help us unpack more about the role of technology and its influence in South Africa and for businesses.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.